mind. Well, prepared your heart for worship. And I know that we got a group of our people down in Los Angeles, Christian baby got married yesterday, and so we're happy about that. We've got some moments there, but I'm glad you're here, and I'm looking forward to worship this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm going to have a good time today. Amen? Amen. Well, let me go over a couple things before we get started in worship. First of all, if you're visiting with us, we're honored that you've chosen to worship at Smith as a church, and we'd ask you, if you'd be kind enough to look in the pew around you, if you could find a business card, if you could take that to without dropping the altar and pray when it comes to find out what else to have a record of your presence today. A couple things that are going on. For one thing, the Freedom Division of the Charlotte Police Department is having an active shooting training force. And so this is something that it's a very sad thing that we would be even interested in something like that, Mother-based choice. But unfortunately, we are. And so we need to be attentive to that. And I want to challenge as many of you that would like to go to that. Also, they're asking for volunteers to help. And so we're looking for volunteers to help in cooking and some and cleaning and assistance and serving, that kind of thing. Also, they're looking for donations in food. And so that we can have a good time. It's going to be several churches coming together from our community. That's going to take place at Mulberry Presbyterian Church on August the 20th from 6 o'clock through 8:30 p.m. Now, the meal will actually be from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock before that starts. So, you be in prayer about that, and I'm going to go ahead and ask them to put us down as active supporters at the church. Amen? I'm going to go ahead and have them put us down as active supporters at the church. Amen? Amen. We're going to do it. We really need to do this because it's just an unfortunate thing. Also, remember the date for the National Vacation Bible School this year is going to be on July the 7th through the 12th. And so, we'll go ahead and plan on helping out with that as well. And you can see Ms. Perez. When she gets back to Los Angeles, all right? And I know that she'll be getting some stuff. Also, don't forget about God's Ministry Day. It's coming up on June the 30th. And we're going to have our friends from the United Methodist Christian Church to come in here, or some of them will come in here and worship with us on that day. We're looking forward to a wonderful day. We're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers and some barbecue and things like that after the service. And so we'll let you know in the next couple of weeks a little bit more about what you can do to help out with that. But I'll be in here. That'll be a big help. Amen. Don't forget also about our next prayer walk. And make a note of that. That's going to take place on July the 7th. And so we're excited about what God does in our obedience to going out into the community. Also, our children's program, our children's department, pleased to announce a new children's program for the summer. And they started out this past Wednesday night. They had a great kickoff to it. And I want to encourage you to support that in every way. That happens from on Wednesday night from 6:45 to 8:15. It's going to last throughout the summer. So we're going to continue to build up our children's department and be praying for them and come out and help them in any way that you can. Also, Mr. Carroll reminded me again that I had forgotten to play Super 60 in the bulletin. And he was correct. But we want to make sure that you make a note of it today, so don't get your pencil out right now. We've got Super 60 this week at 10:30, and we're going to have a meal. Anybody who would like to come, and we're going to have some fellowship and always a little bit of entertainment. It's always a great time. So that's 10:30 this coming Friday. Well, you'll notice that we've got other things going on. We've got some things in it. Encouragement we've got on. But today's the Lord's Day, and we're just people who are gathered in this house, and we come to worship tonight. Amen? So let's go to the Lord in prayer just now, and we'll get this thing off. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for the rain. Lord, we need that. You always know what we need, even before we need it, even before we pray. We just thank you that we have a God that takes care of our needs. Lord, I just want to pray that you'll take care of our spiritual needs in this way. That the Holy Spirit believe God will find great things in every person's heart, in every person's life. And this one today, I pray that you're going to help us have a wonderful time of worship. I pray that you'll anoint every song that's sung, every word that's uttered. I pray that the Holy Spirit would most of all anoint the ears of the hearers so that we might be able to be receivers of what the Holy Spirit has for us. And I pray that you'll have great things in our lives today. We invite you to come and take over this service in Jesus' name. Amen.